about to hear our interview with Stefana Johnson. And it's interesting. We did the interview today. Again, everyone will be listening to this at a different time, but I actually met her maybe a year ago and just had a really wonderful connection. I loved her story, and it was really good to just kind of talk through the current times with her. And she had some really special kind of insights on things. And I know that you'll hear she literally leaves Kelly speechless at the end of the show, at
Absolutely.
The end of the episode. So I think it's well worth anyone's time to check out. Anything that you want to share, Kelly?
Yeah, StefanaJohnson.com. I think we just scratched the surface with her. I think she's just this beautiful, I can feel that she's been through a lot in her life, and she has this wisdom to share, and she wants to hold safe space for people. So this is a great episode. Check it out.
Enjoy it, everyone.
Can you harm yourself using energy medicine? The answer is yes. Gail Lynn, the creator of the Harmonic Egg products for commercial and home use, has been involved in the field of energy medicine for the past 15 years. In her experience, Gail has witnessed cases where people have faced negative consequences due to improper use of energy medicine. Some individuals did not allow the sessions to integrate properly or expose their bodies to beneficial energies for extended periods, leading to harmful effects. This can cause the body to go into defense, flight, or fight mode, creating confusion within the body despite the positive nature of the energy. There's also the potential risk of hiring a wounded healer who may unintentionally hurt their clients. For these reasons and more, she's committed to educating people around the safe and appropriate use of energy medicine. For those interested in learning more, Gail provides videos, articles, books, and other resources at harmonicegg.com. Contact her directly at info@harmonicegg.com to find out more about safe and effective energy healing products and services. Do you or someone in your family suffer from nightmares? Is your home cluttered and you can't seem to clear it out? Your home or office may have low vibrational energy, and it could be impacting you and your family. Using the ancient techniques of dowsing, Master Dowser Annette Regalo can raise the vibration of your home or office by identifying and curing stress lines and negative vortexes that may be creating disharmony in your home or office. Annette has over 20 years of dowsing experience and is passionate about creating high vibrational spaces for others to live and work. Contact Annette today at 612-394-3736 or AnnetteRegalo.com to schedule your free dowsing consultation. When you transform the energy of your environment, you transform your life. Remember, that's AnnetteRegalo.com. AnnetteRegalo.com.
Welcome to the Being Curious Show. I'm Brian Mariani, founder of No Shift Own.
And I'm Kelly Wagner, publisher of Edge Magazine. Our show is about curiously connecting teachers and seekers on a wide range of topics in a safe space. Few topics will be off limits, and we have some amazing guests to share with you.
Our intention is that our conversations will spark your own curiosity to create a life that lights you up and inspires you to be kind, thoughtful, open-minded to yourself and others.
So, Brian, what are you curious about today?
Well, here we go, Kelly. What am I curious about? Okay, I am curious about what have you done today so that you can be kind and curious for our show today?
You know what? You guys are going to like this one. So I'm starting before I go get out of bed every morning doing daily affirmations, what I'm grateful for. I'm married to Eeyore. Love my husband, but I'm married to Eeyore. And I do that, and I do that for him. And it was really interesting that my daughter's in seventh grade. Seventh grade, everybody. Let's just do a little ooh-ooh for seventh grade. And she's walking out the door in short shorts and a shirt down like this. And I just lost it. And I made her put a sweatshirt on. And I know she's going to go to school. This was today, right?
Yes, yeah.
And I had the moment, and I tried to honor the seventh grade in her, and I tried to honor it, and I tried to honor it, and I didn't get as mad. I mean, my dad would have gone off on me, but my dad, like, right? So we breathed through it, and I said, look, I honor you. I honor your body, but you can't do that. That's not your seventh grade, right? And then I went back, And I got in the shower and I honored her higher self and my higher self. And my seventh grade, who wanted to go to school looking like that too, because she's blossoming, right? Like, come on. And I saw it and I honored it. And then I did a reset. So that's what I did. There's my long rambling story of my beautiful blossoming seventh grader.
you're walking the talk, Kelly, and that's
holy cow, that's hard.
It's hard, right?
And, right?
You know, it's really interesting. We have these lives, and we get to interview all these amazing people. I can't wait to get into our guest today. She's amazing, and I've been honored to talk with her on another occasion, and it's been a while, so I'm excited to catch up with her. We're all people. We're all human, right? We make mistakes. We've got challenges that sometimes happen the moment we wake up, and they're unexpected.
Yeah.
But we really hope that this show gives people just all these different opportunities to find someone or something to connect with, so that when these things happen, they have tools, they have ideas, they have things that they can tap into. And so our guest today is Stefana Johnson, and she's an absolute powerhouse leader. She's an author. She works with leadership resilience. She's a real expert in that area. She does speaking and coaching programs. And one of the things I absolutely love about her is that she facilitates radical positive transformation to really help make a bigger and better impact personally and professionally. So she's an extraordinary leader. She's been doing it for a long time. She's a total expert and badass in her field. And so, Stefana, thanks for being on our show today.
Welcome.
It's absolutely my pleasure. Thank you. It's great to see both of you.
So what we'll do is we're going to ask a question that we love to just kind of start our show off with. And so you're this extraordinary person today. You're on our show. You're here for a reason. But we love to look back in time a bit and ask you around a experience or maybe a series of events that happened earlier in your life that you can look back on now and go, wow, that's when I really started getting curious about who you become today. So maybe if you could walk us back in time and share an experience or a few experiences with us.
There are so many experiences. And if I were to choose one, it wouldn't give you the scope of what has evolved in my life. And the key to me being able to transcend early childhood sexual abuse, significant trauma, leaving home at 16, going to New York City and being homeless multiple times in my life, being face to face with significant traumas. And in fact, a year ago, losing one of my dearest friends. That piece of staying curious, not from, oh, goody, what's next? But from, wow, here I am in this present moment. And these feelings and being deeply empathetic with yourself. I think that is something that's been the biggest lesson for me. Because I did not have a lot of empathy for myself. I had old programming that said, what's wrong with you? You piece of garbage. You suck. You're all this blah, blah, blah. Right? Now, that doesn't keep you curious. That kicks you out of staying curious and interested and looking. And it makes you want to throw sledgehammers at it. And so you choose crummy choices to solve the pain or to numb that pain. And that is the antithesis to staying curious. And when I learned to become curious, and it took time, it took the desperation to transcend the depths of pain and suffering that I was needlessly putting myself through. And giving up your power to the suffering is what I wish that people could know that they don't have to do. If we can reclaim our own power in those moments and use the tool of curiosity, that can look like different things. It will look like different things for you, Kelly, and different things for me. And it is this process of coming back into that present moment. Like you used the shower. You got in the shower and you reflected. You got in that moment and you had that sense of self and the sense of your higher self and your daughter's higher self. And I was like, okay, let's reset this. That isn't exactly what I wanted as an outcome. And this is the practice. This is the practice day in, day out. So I can go on and on, but hopefully I gave you a little bit.
Oh, that was beautiful. Thank you. Like, thank you for offering that. Absolutely. Yeah. Okay.
Well, and to get into maybe an opportunity for some specifics around your brilliance, Stefana, you know, you have, again, you have a vast array of knowledge in this area. And I'm wondering what you could leave with our audience today in terms of, you know, what does it mean and what are the tools that it take to be an optimized human being in today's world? Like, what are those things that you yourself have developed? What are the things that you've learned along the way? You know, we know that you have the power to really drop some extraordinary gifts into today's episodes in terms of what people can take away from this time with you today. So I'm curious as well, because I'm excited to hear.
Well, I may burst your bubble here, because it comes down to the power of simplicity.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't want to hear this. Even clients that come to me to this day, and there are simple things that need to be in place for true expansion and sometimes radical transformation to happen. And when I say radical, I mean the root of it. What it means is the true word radical comes from the root, getting to the root, not these other ideas of what radical is. That getting to your own center and rooting into, okay, what is it that's alive in me here that needs to unfold? And being willing to being curious and staying in that space of curiosity. And once you, because there's a next step from curiosity, and that is, okay, what I have to decide. I have to now decide. And a lot of people don't want to decide, because if they make a decision and they're wrong, and then like, no. So what? Make another decision. Make a new decision. Make a new decision. And you evolve. And this is how we move through things. But if I were to say something that you could actually do right now, it's, I start with self-care. Number one is self-care. And that will look like different things for different people. But for me and what I share with my clients and audience is that it's your energy. Because if your energy is off, that's your physical energy, emotional, mental, spiritual, your soul energy. If it is, we'll just say off, how are you going to show up to your work, your relationships, your school, your parenting, what it is that you and only you are here to do and be and create. So if that self-care piece is out, I don't mean the superficial self-care of, oh, I gotta go get my nails done, or I gotta get my, you know, a Botox treatment or whatever. I was like, no, that's not really self-care. That's, you know, let's just talk about sleep. Let's talk about putting this little guy away and getting quiet with yourself and being in the shower fully present to, whoa, that conversation with my daughter was really rough, and seeing that and knowing that, and okay, let me see, and confronting what came up within you in that interaction, and knowing that you want to be the best parent that you can be to this precious life that's, you know, going to go out in the world and have their own impact. So it starts with that. And when you can dial that in, it includes habits. So what are your habits? Because what are the actions that you repeatedly do? They're either helping you or harming. There's no neutral. And when you do more things that help, you're on the right track, right? And less of the things that don't. These are simple. Once we dial those in, and you have to keep dialing them in every day, this is like a daily tweak, right? This is a daily, moment-to-moment sometimes, action step. Then we look at two other components that I focus on, and that's support, but the right support, the right support. Boy, oh boy, there's a lot of support out there.
That's not support.
Right? So the right kind of support, and then the growth through that process. So that's what it looks like in overall perspective. I think everyone has to find it for themselves within that framework is what I use. I mean, when someone comes to me, I'm looking at, okay, if your performance is suboptimal, we probably need to look at a little bit of what self-care actions are going on, what habits are happening, right? And then what kind of support is showing up in your life? Quick story. When I started, when I left at 16 to go to New York, my escape too was to become an actor. I was running away from, but not looking back. I was running toward my dream of being an actor. And that experience took me on a fun journey where I got to work with Arista Records, and I worked with high level, very prominent artists. And I saw the behind the scenes and some of the support that they were getting. And that support was detrimental to their well-being. And it is why I'm so vigilant and ferocious when it comes to leaders and people who are out there and making know that they're here for an impact. Some of these artists and creatives and even leaders or project managers who have such great ideas. And there are people that just give them the stink bomb and invalidate them and just, you know, no, mm-mm. Not on my watch. I mean, that's where I learned that piece around, wait a minute, these leaders, these people here that are making incredible impact, they need help too. Mm-hmm. They go out on the stage and they give everything. Mm-hmm. And then they go back and they're either supported truly or they are sucked. The rest of their life is sucked out of them. And that's not cool with me. So that's why my life's work is around true support. I've had my own experience, as I mentioned, the support, people, I had an experience being part of a religion that was very, very full of lies. And yet, the lies were fed by beliefs, right? And this is a tough topic because religion, you know, just like politics, right? Everybody has their opinion on it. But the fact is, we have to, as individuals who must lead themselves first, stay in that space of curiosity. Let's get the flashlight out and let's look in those dirty corners and let the cockroaches get out and then step away and like, whoa, that's not my cockroach. I'm getting rid of that, right? And sometimes that's what we need. I know I'm using all these.
No, you keep going. You're doing great. Oh, no, they're perfect. So,
that's what I would say. I mean, I just encourage everyone to take a moment every single day. If you did nothing else, but you put 30 seconds on the clock and just focused on your breath and being fully present, literally unplugged, for 30 seconds, try 30 seconds. I used to say 1 minute and that was hard for people. Like, oh, really? Okay, 30 seconds? Take a breath with me. That's about, and out. That moment can change everything, especially if you were just about to say, oh, I want a divorce.
Yeah.
You're fired or whatever. I mean, all these things that, you know, we could go on, the dramas, right?
Yeah.
Since I mentioned that I went into acting and I have been a journeyman actor, you know, we need to save the drama for the stage or the screen, not our lives. And there's too much drama and we're buying in to the drama that's being played out on the screens. And we need to remember all of it is a drama. And do you want that drama? Are you part of that drama? No, you need to write your own script and maybe fire the writer of some of those things that are playing that you're allowing to be on your screen of your mind and write a new script. So if you want different drama, sit down and write a new story. And if you don't like some of the characters that are showing up in your life, same thing. It's okay. You can go ahead and fire them.
Yeah. So we've been blessed to tape some shows today. So anyone that's hearing this will hear the thread of that my aunt just passed. And it's not about that. It's about, I went out to share time with the family and there was history. And what I, the message that kept coming to me was, it is a new day and we can look back behind and we have our differences and we have experiences and there's good and bad and. But what does it look like marching forward? And this family is a beautiful family and I love them all, but they're seeing the world from different lenses right now. And I'm like, you guys, we need to come together and get on the same page. That doesn't have to be, this doesn't have to be an 8.5 by 11. It could be a billboard size, but we need to look at the forward and we need to look and what we can do. And we honor each other and honor our differences and move forward in alignment, whatever that looks like. And I just, over the week that I was together, I was really trying to plant that seed. I feel like I had impact. I feel like I created a safe space for them and it was an honor to do it. And sometimes you do need that guide, not that person that you get off the stage and just sucks you like a vampire, but to be like, I see you. I feel you. I don't know your experiences, but I'm going to hold space for you on that. And I just felt compelled to share that because I really am feeling that people could really work with you and have these. And I really feel that you create that safe space. And I love that you led with the word resilience. We're actually going to, in 2024, have an edition of the Edge magazine that is just on resilience because I feel that is the most overlooked but powerful word and experience that we are not honoring as a society right now. So there's just so many things that you're just firing on that I'm just so glad that we're sharing time and sharing this with our listeners.
Beautiful. So beautiful. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
Yay. So as we're wrapping up, I know our time is so short, but is there anything you'd like to share? I just want to say for anyone who's listening, StefanaJohnson.com is her website. That's where you'll find the ways to work with her directly. Please do reach out to her. She also has an amazing gift for everyone. And you're actually going to find that at Yogi Lachi, which is YogiLachi.com. She has this amazing free 5-day sugar detox. And so go grab that gift. Go to her website. But as we're wrapping up, Stefana, is there anything you want to share? Any invitation that you'd like to make to our listeners, to our audience? Any wisdom that you want to drop? The floor is yours.
I think that in these times that we live in, and it's, there's been times like this throughout history. So for us to say, oh, this is the worst of times, and yet it's also the best of times, as that beautiful story, right? We can always see the dichotomy and understand that. And our perspectives are key in being able to transcend. Kelly, you mentioned resilience, and I do love resilience, but I almost love the concept anti-fragile better. And there's a fabulous book on this.
Yes, yes, yes. I love that.
Yes. And being anti-fragile was something that profoundly changed my life. And that's this. Our obstacles, our challenges, the losses, these moments that feel like they can break us are actually, well, sometimes they are the energy bar that we need, or they are the stepping stone that we need, or they are the catalyst that we need. And if we can shift to that perspective, in that moment of deep despair, and when we are experiencing that deep loss, we allow ourselves to experience what we are experiencing, but know that we are not the emotion. We are not the thought either. We're not even our body. We have them. We have our body. We have the thoughts. We have the emotions. We have all these titles and these experiences. But that is not who we are. And so we can allow for this to strengthen the gift that who we are evolving into, to come to the forefront for us. I hope that helps.
That was beautiful. You guys, check her out. Oh my goodness. I'm out for words. Brian, take us out.
We've had a great time with you, Stefana. Thank you for doing a great show, and everyone will see you soon.
Is your space aligned with your dreams? Do you feel inspired when you walk in the door? Carol Hyder can help you create a space that you love, where you thrive, and where you always want to be. Using her 29 years of experience as a feng shui consultant, teacher, author, and trainer, she can help you bring forth the inspired essence of your home or office, making a place where you feel whole and safe. Learn the specific feng shui adjustments that Carol has seen as the most important, such as determining which room in your home should be your favorite, why your stove may be affecting your health, and why your office may be holding you back. Contact Carol at 612-823-5093 or carolhyder.com to discuss the specifics with a personal appointment. By elevating the energy of your space, it becomes sacred and you will be forever changed. Contact Carol at Carol Hyder, that's CarolHyder.com.
Attention curious practitioners in the realm of transformative experiences, holistic wellness, intuitive guidance, and metaphysical arts. Are you ready to expand your horizons and take your practice to new heights? Join the Edge Partner Directory, where your expertise can shine and your services can transform lives. We are dedicated to creating a community of practitioners who are as curious and passionate as you are about guiding others on their journeys of self-discovery, healing, and growth. As a member of the Edge Partner Directory, you will connect with a network of like-minded practitioners who share your curiosity and passion for exploring the depths of human potential, and showcase your unique offerings to a diverse audience of seekers actively looking for transformative experiences here, there, and everywhere. Embrace your curiosity and take the next step in your practice's journey to becoming an Edge Partner. Learn more at edgedirectory.net. Again, go to edgedirectory.net.